There are many terms that are used in the Bible to describe to us the nature and the character of God. One of those terms that is found in the Old Testament is the term El Shaddai. In Genesis 17:1, the Bible says, "And when Abram was 90 years old and nigh, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be thou perfect." The word El Shaddai appears in this text, and in the King James Version is correctly translated, Almighty God. The term to us describes the strength or the power that God possesses. In Genesis 1 and verse 1, we read that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And this verse not only tells us about the origin of the universe, it also describes to us the power that God possesses. The word created means that God brought something out of nothing, or that he made something to exist that did not exist before. In our world, we have terms that we use to describe power. If we're talking about an engine, we often relate to it in horsepower. If we're talking about electricity, we describe it in terms of kilowatts or watts. And each one of those is a descriptive term of the power that that type of engine or electricity possesses. But notice of all the objects in our world that they are limited in the power that they possess. That's not true with God. When God appeared to Abraham, he said, I am the Almighty, or I have all might, all power, and all strength. We also see the power of God not only in the creating of the universe out of nothing, but the way that he did it. In Genesis 1:3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. In verse 9, God said, let the sea be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. The psalmist said in Psalm 33, in verses 6 through 9, he said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The reason that we are to fear God is not just because God created something out of nothing, but the way that he did it. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the breath of them by the host of his mouth. He spoke the entire universe into existence. And a God with such power, an almighty God, should be feared and respected. The message for us is that the Almighty God of the Old Testament that Abraham served is the same God that we serve today. He's the God that has created the universe out of nothing. He's the God that has spoken this universe into existence. And so the El Shaddai, or the Almighty God of the Old Testament, is the same God that we serve today.